You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian government is closely watching a third variant of COVID-19 that has mutated in Brazil and Japan and monitoring vaccine progress. Multi-billion dollar US vaccine maker Novavax has selected a Sydney company to help it secure approval for its coronavirus vaccine and plan for its Australian rollout. The purchasing agreement is for 51 million doses of the vaccine designed by Novavax, which is currently undergoing phase 3 trials in the United States and Mexico. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says when it comes to the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, speculation isn't useful and the Therapeutic Goods Administration will determine safety.
When they give it the tick, then I'll take the jab, and I think all Australians can too. But our process is world leading, it's world class, it's a process that I believe Australians can have a lot of confidence in. We're not rushing this, nor are we delaying it. We're getting it right. That's what matters. We're getting it right.
Mr. Morrison says it's all about instilling confidence in Australians about the vaccine.
We're learning a lot from what's happening overseas, and you've got to get all your ducks in a row on this, because remember, there's two shots in the vaccine. You don't go and give the first one if you haven't got the confidence about the second one, and that can put a lot of pressure on your system. So, you know, the refrigerated storage, the logistics, the transportation, the training of the workers, the clinics where they'll be, all of that is being worked through in precise detail. But the first step in all of that, of course, is for the TGA to give it a tick. And they are dotting every I and they're crossing every T.
The federal government says it won't force aged care workers to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Michael Kidd says while aged care workers will be actively encouraged to receive the vaccine, the recommendation right now is to make it optional.
We haven't yet rolled the vaccine out across the country, so we don't want to be excluding people from aged care because they haven't been vaccinated. And we also are still learning a lot about the vaccines and about how effective vaccines are at preventing the transmission of COVID-19.
The Prime Minister also commented on international caps after the National Cabinet meeting. The current limit on international arrivals to Australia won't change until the middle of next month. The government will look over the plans then, and Australian passengers flying back will need to return a negative COVID-19 test result. The Commonwealth is working to take the pressure off the hotel quarantine system in order to get more Australians home.
The additional capacity can come through raising the caps again when that's safe to do so, and that's what we'll discuss specifically with premiers and chief ministers over the next week or so. The hotel quarantine system and the volume, I mean, you look at in New South Wales in particular, that has taken, you know, three times what has happened here in Brisbane, and the way they've been able to successfully manage, I think, that flow over a long period of time. And so the hotel quarantine system remains incredibly important to getting Australians home.
Around 39,000 Australians are still stranded abroad and unable to secure a flight back. Meantime, some 1,500 seasonal workers from the Pacific Islands will be allowed into Victoria under a new agreement with Tasmania, where they'll complete 2 weeks of quarantine in Tasmanian government facilities before travelling to farms. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin says his government will contribute to the cost of hotel quarantine in Melbourne.
It will mean stranded Australians from overseas can return home to reunite with loved ones, whilst also ensuring both Tasmania and Victoria have the seasonal workers they need to harvest our produce. Importantly, it's an agreement designed to keep Tasmanians safe, ensuring it will continue to manage our risk very, very carefully.
There's some good news out of the ACT with the removal of border restrictions for all Sydney local government areas except for one. The change means only the Cumberland City Council area will continue to be considered a COVID-19 hotspot by the ACT government. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the change is a reflection of the improved situation in Sydney.
As is always the case, ACT Health continues to monitor the situation on a daily basis. And works with our counterparts in New South Wales. And as soon as we can lift this final restriction on the Cumberland local government area, as soon as we can do that safely, we will. And the Chief Health Officer will review that situation again after the long weekend.
The Western Australian government says people from Queensland and New South Wales will be able to enter the state without an exemption from midnight on Monday local time. In Victoria, coronavirus restrictions will be eased slightly after Friday. The number of visitors Victorians are allowed in their home will increase from 15 to 30. It comes as Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews reports on no new locally acquired cases.
There's 31 active cases of coronavirus in Victoria, including one new case overnight in hotel quarantine. That case relates to the Australian Open. This is the 16th consecutive day of zero cases, which in the local community, which is a fantastic achievement and one that every Victorian should be proud of. We do have to remain vigilant though. We all have to keep playing our part, doing the things that must be done to keep us safe and to keep us open.
From Friday night, all of Greater Brisbane will be declared a green zone in accordance with Victoria's traffic light system. The majority of the Greater Sydney local government areas, except for Cumberland, will shift to orange zones. For regional Sydney, all areas will shift to green zones, except for the Blue Mountains and Wollongong. Meanwhile, New South Wales reached its fifth consecutive day of no new cases of locally acquired COVID-19 and only one new case in hotel quarantine. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.